On screen and on radio, Don Burke was the genial gardening expert. But off camera, some women allege he was a bully who made lewd comments, constantly talked about sex, and in some cases, indecently assaulted and harassed them. One of Don Burke's accusers is Louise Langdon, who first worked with him on Radio 2UE and then in television when aged in her late 20s. She says she suffered ongoing harassment, including Don Burke trying to remove her top. Louise Langdon told the ABC, Don Burke constantly talked about sex and on one occasion at 2UE insisted she watch a video of a woman having sex with a donkey.
I was always on my guard and always having to second guess and having to steer conversations away from sexual topics, even though it would be quickly turned back to a sexual topic.
Don Burke has issued a statement denying all the allegations. He says they're baseless claims coming from ex-employees of his production company who bear grudges. Don Burke also says he's not guilty of bullying. He says there was definitely pressure on him and everyone who worked for him to perform at a high level because it was responsible for a primetime show where excellence was essential. He states his perfectionistic management was the prime reason Burke's backyard lasted for 18 years on primetime TV. Don Burke has criticised journalist Tracy Spicer, who's been encouraging women who have suffered abuse in the Australian media to take a stand. He says she appears to have taken the word of what he calls a small clique of malcontents and dismissed the accounts from some of his other former employees, who he says refuted the allegations being made against him. Don Burke says Tracy Spicer wanted nothing to get in the way of what he calls her Weinstein headline. He's calling it unfair and unworthy journalism. Tracy Spicer has declined to comment. The University of Melbourne's Dr. Lauren Rosewarne writes on sexuality, gender and feminism. She says this story comes at a time where the world is seeing a flood of disclosures of these sorts of allegations.
We're experiencing the downside of, if you like, vigilante justice or trial by Twitter, where because of statute of limitations, these cases would never actually see a courtroom. So you're seeing victims using the tools that they do have at their disposal to get their story out.
Former Channel 9 boss David Leckie says during his time at the network, there were complaints about Don Burke, but the network never paid anyone to stay silent. He's told the ABC Don Burke was a horrible, horrible, horrible man, a dreadful piece of work and a dirty old man. David Leckie's predecessor at 9, Sam Chisholm, says Don Burke was a grub and a disgrace because of his behaviour internally and externally, which precluded him from ever becoming a major star. Fairfax journalist Kate McClymont says those disclosures by the former Nine executives raise an important question.
What they haven't really taken responsibility for is that if that was known by Channel 9 management, why was nothing ever done? And a lot of the women that we have spoken to have complained about the failure of the network to provide a safe working place for them. And they're upset that it's taken all these years for this information to come out.
Dr. Lauren Rosewarne says there will always be some people in the workplace who excuse poor behaviour, even though the laws against sexual harassment are clear and well established.
We've had sexual harassment legislation on the books in Australia in most states since the late 70s, federally since the early 1980s. So were we as mindful of this then as we are now? I think that's a fair statement. That said, if you've got executives who knew something was wrong then you had people acknowledge or at least be cognizant that something was awry. And I think we need to be careful that, yes, there will always be people who have an attitude, boys will be boys. That doesn't make it right.